Welcome to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, on the web at lake-link.com, and by Sportsman's Fair, September 11 through 13 at the Racine County Fairgrounds in Union Grove, on the web at sportsmansfair.com. Also brought to you by Forge Bow, makers of great bows at affordable prices. You can get them at Wanago Sports in Mequonago, Berge's Archery in Jefferson, the Sportsman's Den in Milwaukee, and the Forge Bow Pro Shop in New Berlin. Or more information is available on the web at forgebow.com. Speaking of bow, I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelm. Jeff, bow season is opening, next weekend.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, okay.
No, I have shot a couple of times. I'm going to hide my forearm to prove that.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that what those bruises are all about?
I got a couple bruises there.
I noticed a little black and blue there.
I need to work on my form.
Yeah, well, you keep that elbow out. Don't lock it.
Yep,
and, I use one of those arm guards.
Yep,
I'm a chicken.
You know, my biggest thing was, though, my draw length was just a little too long. It was about an inch too long.
Yeah.
I've got it adjusted now.
So you can adjust those to a half inch or so.
I've got it adjusted, and it's not hitting the arm anymore.
Good.
So it works out a lot better that way.
Good, absolutely.
Put a few more rounds through that way.
Yeah, well, you got the rest of Labor Day weekend to do a little more practice.
Headed out to the farm, so I'm going to sight in some rifles. I'm going to shoot the bow a few times. So.
And then give the deer a rest so that they're calm and you'll surprise them next weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, I've got a full schedule. I'm going to be shooting doves at the Exclusive Hunt Club. I got Ben Hobbins and his daughters coming out, and Rob Kiekafer and some other folks. And Rob was one of the founders of the Wisconsin Dove Hunters Association.
Okay.
And he and I have got together not every year since the founding, but that was back in 2003. I think it's this is, the sixth or seventh year now.
Yeah.
We do that at least once. We try to do it once every year. And I might get in a little musky fishing here before the weekend is over. And Friday, next Friday, I'm going to be shooting in the Boy Scouts Sporting Clays Challenge with Mike Hupie and some other folks at Milford Hills Hunt Club this year. They move it around. And, of course, Saturday and Sunday next weekend, I'll be at Sportsman's Fair. Got a seminar on turkey hunting, myths and methods, I think is the one I'm doing, on Saturday. And then Sunday, rattling, calling, decoying, whitetails, all kinds of good stuff like that.
Cool.
So I've got a busy schedule, and it's kind of gearing up for fall. You know, it's hard to believe that it's September, but,
it's here running.
It is, and we're off and running. And we've got a giveaway. Last week, we gave away some Sportsman's Fair tickets. We had a number of winners. I'm not going to read all their names, but we've got an opportunity for more folks to win tickets to Sportsman's Fair, and we'll tell you how when we talk to Reagan Dexter in just a few minutes. And we'll also be talking with Matt Smith of something called CoverYourBass, with a B, .com, and he's got a
device called the Bass Room.
The Bass
That's
Room.
Cool.
Yeah, and we'll hear all about it. We'll also talk with Roger LePenter of Anglers All in Ashland and get the lowdown on the Ashland Bass Kicking on the Bay, which is coming up, in 2 weeks now, up in Ashland on Shawamigan Bay. And because grouse season opens next weekend, along with deer and turkey, we'll talk with Gary Zimmer of the Rough Grouse Society and get a forecast, see what it looks like. And we'll kind of say goodbye for a while to Cindy Overton on the Camp Chef Cooking Corner and get a Labor Day special recipe from her.
Cool.
All that and more right after these words.
For the nonprofit Rough Grouse Society, the well-being of the rough grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Rough Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
If you like outdoor adventure, you'll love Sportsman's Fair. Hundreds of hunting, fishing, camping, and boating displays, plus the Dock Dogs, Great Lakes Timber Show, workshops, seminars, 4x4 and ATV test track, raffles, speed retrieve events, kids' activities, food, and refreshments at the Racine County Fairgrounds in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Admission is $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 to 15. Kids 5 and under get in free, and there's plenty of free parking. Don't miss Sportsman's Fair, September 11 through 13 at the Racine County Fairgrounds, on the web at sportsmansfair.com.
Don't let mosquitoes and biting flies ruin your outdoor fun. Bug Spray Clean Scent protects you from mosquitoes, gnats, and ticks, and you'll love its pleasant odor. Bug Spray Biting Fly is the sportsman's choice for complete protection from mosquitoes, ticks, gnats, and biting flies. All Bug Spray products are available online at 4bugspray.com. That's the number 4, BUGGSpray.com. Log on and enter the code 4RADIO. That's the number 4RADIO for an exclusive outdoors radio price.
Dan Small here for Wilderness Scout Hydrojet-powered canoes. I can't afford to be up a creek without a paddle, so I run a Hydrojet canoe by Wilderness Scout. Powered by a clean-burning 4-stroke engine, it cruises at 6 to 8 miles an hour for 5 hours on a gallon of gas. You saw the Wilderness Scout at all the winter sports shows. Now try one on the water. With the jet-powered Wilderness Scout, paddling is optional. Order online at northernwatersltd.com or call Brad at 920-467-3663.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelm, and this portion of our show is brought to you by Ironclads, the soft bait revolution, on the web at buyironclads.com. And Jeff, remember several months ago, Judy Nugent was on the show and talking about this new product, the Bass Room.
Yeah.
And
yeah, she said her kids loved it.
Yeah.
She used it.
And
easy to use.
Easy to use, and it sets up in just a minute or so in the boat or elsewhere. And we've got Matt Smith of a very interesting website, coveryourbass.com. And he's got a product called the Bass Room. And, Matt, first of all, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Yes. Well, and you're from Mesquite, Texas, which is where? Right near Dallas somewhere?
We're right next to Dallas, a little suburban community out next to Dallas on the east side.
Okay. Now, tell us about the Bass Room. What is it, first of all?
The Bass Room is a self-erecting cover that pops up. There's a lot of deer blinds and things built along this line, but we used the idea and improved upon it and made it, first of all, to fit a boat, any nearly any fishing boat, 99% of the bass boats, and it will fit ski boats, it fits center console boats, and it also fits on the back of a pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it's the best camping tent you can buy. It's made out of the best polyester material, 190T material, which is the heaviest you can buy for tents of this kind. So it works just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And what it is, if I understand it correctly, is essentially a privacy shelter, right? A portable bathroom.
Yes, sir. It you can pop it up in about 1 minute on a bass boat. It gives you shade. It is waterproof. It has seam tape in it. It has a door in the front, a door in the back, and it fits on just about any boat that you want to put it on. It has the cover itself has 12 tie downs. 8 of them are specifically made for bass boats and fishing boats. And it comes with a customizing kit that we also put in there to make it to where you can customize it to any boat out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, it comes also with the toilet portion of the unit?
Yes, sir. We when I invented the bathroom cover, I wasn't happy with any of the toilet facilities made for, you know, portable toilets. So they were either rinky-dink or they were too small. So I wanted to come up with a toilet that used a regular-sized toilet seat, was the same height as the toilet in your house, and would also be strong. So I started out on the drawing board and came up with a very, very simple toilet setup that is made out of 1-inch steel tubing and has been tested over 275 pounds, uses a regular size toilet seat, and it also, we supply black plastic bags that are 2 mil thick, which is thicker than a Ziploc, and they have zipper tops.
Mm-hmm.
So that works great for being able to use the restroom, set it over to the side, and that way it cuts the smell or anything like that, you know, if you're going to be out fishing for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it's made of that steel and can hold 275 pounds, then I suppose even a Dallas Cowboys lineman isn't going to collapse this thing, is he?
It's actually, we print 275, but it's actually been tested to over 3. But
uh-huh.
we give ourselves a little cushion there. But it basically, our toilet stand is a lifetime buy, we feel like, because unless you take a knife to it or throw it off the back end of a truck going 70 miles an hour, mm-hmm. you're probably going to have it for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the bottom line is that we didn't cut any corners. We wanted this built to where it would be good for us and our families. And so we made it out of everything, every turn, we made it out of the best materials money could buy.
Mm-hmm. It's a neat product. I mean, something that, you know, why didn't we think of this 40 years ago kind
yeah,
of thing, you
yeah.
know? But yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great thing for you guys. Now, where can people find it to be able to purchase it?
We have a few boat dealerships, and we're adding more and more as we go. But basically the best place to go is onto our website, which is coveryourbass.com. You can also look us under The Bass Room. And, of course, we have lots of Google pages, but there's lots of reading information on our page. There's lots of pictures, and people can see immediately that there's more than just one use for this. We sell to a lot of hunters that want to take their families with them, and they can set it up on the back end of a truck. They can use it there. You can use it on the ground. We have a lot of people that buy it for little league practices and stuff where they have a place to go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many, many uses for it, and that's been one of the greatest things that people realize. It's not only good for the environment, but it's good for you. There's a lot of people out there that, and this gets into a completely long show, but there's a lot of people out there that really have problems with their intestines or their bladders, and they just a lot of people not able to go on the lake anymore. This makes it to where people can go back on the lake and enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we will send folks to your website, and we'll perhaps talk to you again maybe when fishing season rolls around again next spring. But we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
We're just glad to be here. Appreciate you calling.
You bet. That was Matt Smith of CoverYourBass.com talking about his very interesting product, The Bass Room. Check it out. And this was brought to you by Ironclads, the soft bait revolution, on the web at buyironclads.com. Now, this portion of Outdoors Radio with Dan Small is brought to you by the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce on the web at visitashland.com. And they've got a great promotion going. It's called Bass Kickin' on the Bay, and their website is ashlandbasskickin.com. And we've got one of the best bass kickers I know joining us on the line, my good friend Roger LePenter of Anglers All in Ashland. Roger, how are you today?
I'm doing just great.
Oh, that's good. Boy, that's a mouthful to say, and you got to be careful, bass kicking on the bay. But are you excited about that event coming up real soon?
Oh, it should be just a fun time.
Uh-huh.
The girls have been working really hard to put everything together, and the rest is up to the fishermen, really.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we've talked to Mary Beth Monroe, gosh, now for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we'll catch her again next week just before the event. But are the bass still biting? How's it going?
The bass always bite on Shawamigan Bay. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are they biting then? Good.
Fishing has been the best I've seen in 26 years.
Wonderful. Wow. Okay. And how has it been the best? Tell me about it.
Well, the numbers are up. The size of the fish are up. People that come here will catch the biggest smallmouth they've ever caught.
Mm-hmm. It's just a guarantee, huh? I mean, it's going to happen.
It is. They'll be amazed. I know there's a lot of doubters out there, but I put a lot of people on the water, and every new person I have says it's the biggest fish they've ever caught.
Yeah, wow.
Well,
That's pretty great. Good. And that's all because of the work that you and a number of other people have done there to get that one fish 22-inch size limit. Gosh, that's been in place now, what, at least 10 years, hasn't it?
19 years.
Oh, that long, for goodness sake.
10 years. Wow, Jan.
More like went by
how
so
time
fast.
Flies.
Jeez, okay. Well, anyway, I remember the fight, and I'm sure you do, but...
Yes, I do.
Yeah, wow, 19 years. Well, that's why. And it takes a bass, they say, 20 years to get to be a six-pounder up on Shawamigan Bay.
Exactly. They're very slow growers when they get to be long, and... Hopefully they make it to bigger sizes.
Yeah.
You know, we seem to have lots of 21, 21 and a half, 21 and three quarters, but hitting that magic 22 is a tough one.
Yeah, well, and I bet a lot of those bass are thanking you for all that work 20 years ago. They were just fingerlings back then. So
that's why they let me exercise them from time to time.
So, Rod, I was going to ask you about this, Roger. Now, do you have the tagged? The $1,000 tag,
$10,000
tagged bass tied up somewhere to a log that you know where it is.
I am not allowed to say a word.
Oh, okay. Are you fishing the event?
Or she.
Okay, are you fishing the event then?
No, I am not.
Okay,
I'm going to help the chamber out with the event.
Okay. Say, what do you think the odds are that somebody is actually going to catch one of those tagged fish? Because there's, what, six of them out there, or there will be five of them for $200 and one for $10,000.
I'd say the odds are terrific.
Really?
The fish here are very active.
Yeah.
They're going to bite. I mean, unless there's just horrible, horrible weather that you can't get out on the bay,
yeah.
I have a feeling somebody's going to catch that fish.
And what kind of advice would you have for somebody who wants to catch a big bass and hopefully the tag bass?
Fish slow.
Uh-huh.
Find your spots, find where the numbers of fish are, and work them.
Uh-huh. And fish slow, what does that mean? How would you?
Very slow presentations.
Mm-hmm.
I get so many guys come up here, and they're throwing spinner baits, and they're throwing tubes, and they're throwing stick baits, and they're cranking them 100 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
These fish are big, aggressive, but they don't move real fast when they're chasing baits, so you need to give them a little slower presentation.
Yeah, okay. Well, and the water's cooler up there, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's been cooling off every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Raj, we wish you and the chamber and all the anglers, or at least one angler, the best of luck, and hope somebody does catch that fish, and we'll definitely report it if it happens.
Well, we're hoping somebody will.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Raj.
You bet.
That was Roger LePenter of Anglers All in Ashland, and his website is anglersallwisconsin.com. And the Ashland Bass Kicking event is coming up September 19th and 20th, and registration is Friday the 18th. You can still get information and register online at ashlandbasskicking.com. Now, this portion of our show is brought to you by the first annual Sportsman's Fair, September 11 through 13 at the Racine County Fairgrounds in Union Grove, on the web at sportsmansfair.com. And Reagan Dexter of We Planet Events is joining us again. Reagan, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dan?
We're doing fine. Now, you sound pretty chipper for somebody who's only got a week before her event. Are you excited?
I am really excited. I really am. Can't wait.
Good, good. Now, for folks who listened last week, they know it's a three-day event at the Fairgrounds in Union Grove, and you've got events for adults and kids. But tell us about some of the special activities going on there.
Well, we just had a couple of new things come out that we're excited about. We just added an indoor archery range.
Ooh.
And, yeah, that's exciting. So we're working out the plans with that. And then we are adding the hog trough. And that's where, for people that don't know, it's a 55,000-gallon glass aquarium that a professional fisherman will demonstrate fishing techniques.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's always
fun
to see.
Yes, we know about the hog trough. It takes a while to fill that up. I don't think it comes full of water, does it?
No, it does not. It's, I think, about the size of like a semi-trailer. It's really a neat thing.
Oh, yeah. It's big.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of seminars. Mm-hmm. Dan, I think you're doing a couple of seminars.
I am. I'm doing one on turkey hunting on Saturday. I think that's the way we scheduled it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And deer hunting on Sunday for those folks who haven't killed their deer yet by Sunday afternoon. talking about rattling and calling and decoying techniques for bow hunting.
Yeah. And then we are having the U.S. Coast Guard is going to do some boating safety.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Wandrash, I believe he's been on your show from the Burlington Conservation Club.
Many times.
He's going to talk about some trap shooting techniques.
Good.
We have Brianna Beaudry, a 15-year-old champion duck caller.
Mm-hmm.
We have Team Extreme Waterfowlers. They're going to talk about goose hunting. We have Barney Califf, who is a world champion duck caller.
Oh, Barney is great. He's from Birch Tree, Iowa, or Missouri. Birch Tree, Missouri, I think.
Yeah, I've heard great things about, and I'm anxious myself to listen to what Barney has to say.
I've met him, and I've never asked him, but I've got to ask him, how does Birch Tree in Missouri, you know,
doesn't quite go together, right?
No, yeah, how does that work? But anyway, maybe there's one down there in the Ozarks, I don't know. But great. Any other exciting things?
Well, we've got someone speaking about deer processing and chronic wasting disease.
Okay.
And then we've got, I don't know if anyone knows Wes Harrison. He's Mr. Sound Effects.
Oh, yes.
Everybody knows Wes Harrison.
Yeah, everybody knows Wes. He's done some sound effects for Disney, and he's going to be doing some sound effects out there. He's amazing.
He is. We've had him on the show.
Okay.
I mean, he filled our studio with airplane and train and
all kinds of stuff. He went on for.
He had a regular zoo here. Yeah, a zoo and all kinds of transportation things. So, well, neat.
Yeah,
neat.
He'll be there. We have Avid out there. They're going to be doing microchipping for right on site for dogs.
Oh, cool.
And then I think we talked last week, but we're having the dock dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Big air wave and extreme vertical competitions that we invite people to bring their dogs and participate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a big whistle, Wisconsin-Illinois Retriever Club, and they're doing a lot of basic training and fastest retrieve and scurry competitions and waterfowl hunting demonstrations.
Good.
Should be something for everyone.
Good. Jeff, is your beagle in training, or you're going to hold her back?
Maybe for a scurry competition. That sounds like something maybe she could do well, but that's about it.
Yeah. But this is an event that folks who have dogs that are young and agile can bring and have a chance to compete, right?
Young or old, we don't discriminate.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Now, where is the Racine County Fairgrounds?
Racine County Fairgrounds is in Union Grove. You can enter off Highway 11 or Highway 45. And we wanted just to reiterate that it is at the fairgrounds. There's other things that kind of going on in Racine or in the Union Grove area, but it's on the actual fairgrounds property.
Okay.
It's over 60 acres.
All right.
And then it doesn't cost much to get in, does it?
It does not. It is $8. Or actually, if you buy tickets online, you can get them for $6, or you can buy them at any community state bank locations, and you can get $2 off your admission also.
Cool. Okay. And online means at your website, sportsmansfair.com, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, very good. Well, I am looking forward to it. I'll be out there Saturday and Sunday, and Brad Karstad will be there holding down the fort for me on Friday, and Brad and our good friend Dave Bayer, the bug slayer guy, will be there the rest of the weekend. And we've got a bunch of tickets to give away, so folks, if you're interested in getting in on this drawing, call right now, 414-297-7554. And I'll repeat that because I had one listener send me an email and say, hey, I didn't get the number. You read it only once. 414-297-7554. Call right now or anytime the next couple days and leave your name and phone number and say you want to get in on the drawing. And Reagan, we thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you real soon.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Okay. That was Reagan Dexter, and this segment was brought to you by the first annual Sportsman's Fair, September 11 through 13 at the Racine County Fairgrounds in Union Grove. Lots of information on the web at sportsmansfair.com. Available now in stores and dealers near you, Ironclad Soft Bait Brands, as seen and demonstrated around the U.S. at major trade shows, Ironclad Soft Baits are taking the sport fishing industry by storm.
Discover why Bassmaster Magazine lists Ironclads a hot lure buy for 08. and why Ironclads won the overall Best in Show Award at the Chicagoland Outdoor Show.
Take it from 2007 Co-Angler of the Year in the American Bass Anglers Grand Slam Series, Billy Applin.
Ironclad baits, they give me that competitive edge to win tournaments day in and day out.
Discover why nearly indestructible Ironclads are ushering in the soft bait revolution.
Or take it from Thomas Jones, 2007 National Champion of the American Bass Anglers Fishing Tour.
Yeah, I've caught 16 bass on one Ironclad lure in 3 hours.
Anglers, ask for Ironclad soft bait brands at stores and dealers near you.
Available online at buyironclads.com or call toll-free 877-513-3535.
Fishing season is officially underway, but it's hard to have fun on the water if you don't have a boat. Now's the time to come to Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Hi, this is Al from Cedar Lake Sales. Whether you prefer trolling, jigging, or casting, Crestliner, powered by a Mercury outboard, will elevate your fishing experience. Check out the Crestliner Raptor Series, the Fishhawk Series, and many more. Combine that with a gas-sipping, quiet, dependable Mercury outboard, and you'll be set for a day of fishing. Stop in and ask me how you can save up to $2,100 on a Crestliner right now. We've even got a couple of new non-current 08s left and a nice selection of used boats priced right and all include warranties. Cedar Lake Sales has the boat or pontoon you need. Crestliner. And with the power of a Mercury outboard, you'll get there quickly and safely. Big value, real service, and the boat you've been waiting for. Right now at Cedar Lake Sales, Highway 33 West Bend, or fish the net at cedarlakesales.com.
If you like outdoor adventure, you'll love Sportsman's Fair. Hundreds of hunting, fishing, camping, and boating displays, plus the Dock Dogs, Great Lakes Timber Show, workshops, seminars, 4x4 and ATV test track, raffles, speed retrieve events, kids activities, food, and refreshments at the Racine County Fairgrounds in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Admission is $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 to 15. Kids 5 and under get in free, and there's plenty of free parking. Don't miss Sportsman's Fair, September 11th through 13th at the Racine County Fairgrounds, on the web at Sportsman's Fair.
Don't let mosquitoes and biting flies ruin your outdoor fun. Bug Spray Clean Scent protects you from mosquitoes, gnats, and ticks, and you'll love its pleasant odor. Bug Spray Biting Fly is the sportsman's choice for complete protection from mosquitoes, ticks, gnats, and biting flies. All Bug Spray products are available online at 4bugspray.com. That's the number 4, B-U-G-G-Spray.com. Log on and enter the code 4RADIO. That's the number 4RADIO. For an exclusive Outdoors Radio price.
Well, this portion of Outdoors Radio with Dan Small is brought to you by the Ruffed Grouse Society, dedicated to hunting and conservation of young forest species, on the web at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And we've got joining us once again Gary Zimmer, who's a senior regional biologist for the Ruffed Grouse Society. And Gary, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us here.
Thanks for inviting me, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Hey, and grouse season opens next weekend in Zone A, the northern part of the state. Everybody's excited. I imagine you're talking to a lot of folks about the opener.
Yes, everybody's excited. We're nearing the top of our cycle, and numbers are favorable.
Well, good.
I can see on Lake Link, the forum pages, they're abuzz about the grouse population and what guys are hoping to see this year. So.
Oh, good. So what is the forecast? Can you give us a synopsis, what it might look like?
Sure. First, I'll give you the biology behind it. We've got the drumming counts in this spring that showed an increase in northern Wisconsin, about 6% up from last year in the drumming counts in central Wisconsin, which is pretty much from Shawano County, the regions they include in the survey, from Shawano all the way over to Polk County. That area was up 14%, which was a real good sign.
Mm-hmm.
If right now we're still compiling the brood counts for the summer, and they're going to be posted soon on the DNR's website, but they're not out today, and the information that I have is that the numbers are pretty similar to last year as far as brood counts.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a little few more drummers this year, and the brood counts look to be about the same, so we're anticipating a slight increase from last year, which was pretty favorable in most of the north.
That's what we heard, yeah. So is this the peak then?
Well, honestly, I can't tell you until after it to
okay.
make sure, but it if it isn't, it's real close.
Pretty darn close. How about woodcock? What does that
woodcock
look like?
We definitely had a little bit of an increase again in Wisconsin in the numbers for the spring painting counts. And those numbers look good. I've been seeing quite a few birds around. It's not like the 20, 30 years ago, mm-hmm. but our numbers have stabilized in the state and actually look a little bit up from last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, things look good for now because we're on the upswing of the grouse cycle, but you spoke to the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association in August about some concerns that you and the society have about the long-term decline of mainly of habitat and then as a result of grouse and woodcock. Can you talk about that?
Yes, Dan. Basically, you know, in the short term here, we've got the up in the cycle, but even that up is nowhere near the ups of the 70s and 80s. And when you look at those long-term trends, even the peaks of the cycle have been decreasing. And our peaks right now are at some of the low points in the cycles back in the 70s.
Really?
And a big correlation to that is the amount of young forest habitat we do have in the state. While we do see harvesting going on, a lot of that is not regenerating the young forest habitats like we saw in the 70s and 80s. And we're losing our aspen, which is a key habitat for grouse and woodcock, at about 1% per year. Hmm. And as that continues, we're seeing that decline. And you can see the decline in woodcock since the count started in the 60s. That decline is just paralleling the decline in aspen habitat.
Mm-hmm. Well, what can we do about it?
Well, we can definitely encourage the regeneration of our aspen that we do have out there. I know it's not always popular to cut trees down, but in this case, it should be very popular to hunters that are out there going after them, and we need to speak up and be strong in the needs. Mm-hmm. We see that with both grouse and woodcock, but also a lot of forest wildlife species, including a lot of our songbirds that are in decline, need the same type of habitat.
Well, I got to ask you, Gary. I'm not an avid grouse hunter, and maybe there's some other people that are looking at trying it. They hear this peak, you know, they want to give this a shot. Maybe be their best time to do so. What's some of the advice you might give some of the new hunters, and maybe even some of the experienced hunters that maybe have lost a step or two?
The woods of the north is full of a variety of experiences for folks out in pursuit of grouse and woodcock. For those of us who may want to bust the brush, I'd suggest contacting the local DNR offices or the county forest offices and getting information on where the recent harvests have occurred. Grouse like that dense cover from harvests that occurred 5 years to 10 years ago.
And by harvest, you mean aspen you're talking
aspen
about?
Aspen cut in particular, mm-hmm. And aspen harvest. And that's a place to start. For those folks that like to walk trails and that, a lot of our agencies, state and federal in particular, have hunter walking systems established, and even the counties have hunter walking systems established through a lot of good cover. And they manage that cover in coordination with the Rough Grouse Society, and we often fund that type of work to encourage places and provide places for folks to hunt and enjoy, maybe in a little easier setting than busting the brush.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and connections for folks who are looking either for places to hunt or for more information on habitat management, all that's on the website.
Yes, the Rough Grouse Society website at www.roughgrousesociety.org gives you all kinds of information.
Okay. Well, Gary, thanks a lot for talking with us, and good luck out there this season. We'll catch up with you later and see how things are going.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Jeff.
Sure. Thanks, Gary.
That was Gary Zimmer, Senior Regional Biologist for the Rough Grouse Society, and this segment was brought to you by the Rough Grouse Society, dedicated to hunting and conservation of young forest species, as he mentioned, on the web at roughgrousesociety.org.
It is time for the Camp Chef Cooking Corner, brought to you by Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors, on the web at campchef.com. We're joined by our good friend Cindy Overton of blackpotdemos.com. And Cindy, you've got another recipe for us.
I do. I've got a special recipe for Labor Day.
All right. And we got to tell folks that this is our last conversation with Cindy for a while. So listen up, and what do you got for Labor Day?
Well, this Labor Day, we figured that everyone wants to get out that grill and use it a little more.
Absolutely.
So we're going to give you something a little different that's a little more involved, but it's really, really good. It's a beer can chicken, but it's Moroccan style.
Ooh.
Okay. Like it. Like Moroccan?
He's thinking Moroccan. No, oh, okay, Moroccan, okay. like couscous, right?
Yeah, it doesn't rattle.
Yeah. Okay. It's not an instrument. I get it.
It's not
there
an
go.
Instrument.
Okay, so how does it go?
Well, this is going to use your barbecue grill, and you want to use the Camp Chef beer can chicken roaster.
Okay.
Or in this case, I'm going to tell you now, you probably just want to go ahead and double this recipe and get the Camp Chef Twins, which is a two chicken roaster.
Wow.
Because this is that good. It's really good.
Somebody else likes it. Is that one of the parrots in the background?
That's one of the parrots. That's Fruit Loops sitting here. And my birds love chicken.
Yeah, I know. In fact,
that's a little weird.
Well, when they cooked a turkey at an event that I was at last spring, Simon, that great big red and green parrot, is he an Amazon? Is that what he is?
He's a macaw.
A macaw, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't tell him I called him an Amazon. But anyway, Simon was chewing on a turkey wing bone.
I took pictures of it.
It was, like you say, just a little...
Tastes like cousin.
Tastes like my cousin, yeah. Yeah, and he was saying, and what did the chicken do? Anyway, that's another joke.
All right.
But, yeah, Uncle Bob tasted pretty good, they thought, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, all right, so back to the recipe now.
Back to the recipe. We're going to start out with about a four-pound chicken whole, and 2 teaspoons of ginger, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 2 teaspoons of black pepper. Then you're going to get a half a teaspoon of paprika, about 4 or 5 cloves of garlic, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, and a can of your favorite beer.
Well, now this one's going to have some bite to it, isn't it?
It's going to have a little bit, but it's not really a whole lot.
Oh, good.
The lemon juice and the garlic and stuff kind of counteracts really spicy.
Okay.
And another thing you want to have on hand is a real small potato.
Okay.
And we'll tell you what that's for. First, you want to mix all your spices, lemon juice, and the olive oil, and kind of make a paste out of it, and rub it over the whole chicken. Then you're going to put a half a can of that beer. The other half you do what you want with.
Okay.
Don't waste it.
I don't know what you might do with that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Put half a can right in the beer can chicken holder. Put the chicken on top of it, and it's already got all its spice rubbed onto it. Take that little potato and stick it in the neck cavity of the chicken.
Uh-huh, okay.
And all that does is keep all that steam that's coming up out of the beer can from escaping out of the neck, because it's not doing any good if it doesn't stay in where the chicken is.
Okay, now when the chicken is done, does it launch the potato?
Yeah, I'm thinking you're standing in front of your grill and all your cover goes flying.
Yeah, there you go.
But if you double
try that and let me know.
All right, if you double this recipe, then you really need, you use the whole can of beer, right?
Sure.
So you need
but
to open
you have
two.
To have 2 cans.
Yeah, exactly. 2 half cans, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then you got all this together, and then what?
Well, you just put the chicken that's already on the roaster on your preheated grill. Put a meat thermometer in the side, because people always don't know how long it takes, and we cook by temperature more, especially with poultry.
Mm-hmm.
Has to get up to 165 degrees.
Yep.
So you're looking for an hour, hour and a half probably. Depends on how hot your grill is.
Okay, great.
And that is it. When it's done, take it off, cover it with a little piece of foil for about 15 minutes. That lets all those juices suck back into the meat, and it's ready to go.
Okay.
Sounds delicious to me.
And if folks,
it is really good.
And if folks don't have one of those beer can chicken gizmos, it's kind of like the turkey roaster, and you can get them on the on your website, right?
You sure can.
Okay.
It's blackpotdemos.com if you want to check that out.
And cookingcamp.com, both of those sites there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right.
Very good. Thank you very much, Cindy.
All right.
Well, you have yourself a fantastic fall.
I will, and it's been great talking with you guys.
Well, you've been a big hit on the show here all summer, and we'll catch up with you maybe for deer season or later on in the fall.
You bet. I'll come up with some really cool recipes for you.
All right, great.
Fantastic. This has been the Camp Chef Cooking Corner with our friend Cindy Overton of Black Pot Demos. You can find her website. It's blackpotdemos.com. Camp Chef's website is campchef.com. We'll be back with the events and what's coming up on Outdoor Wisconsin next.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
I spent a lot of time in the great outdoors, and I found that nothing cooks better or faster than a Camp Chef modular cooking system. It's great for cooking, grilling, frying, or even smoking. And these heavy-duty kitchens are built to go anywhere. Plus, if your power goes out, they're perfect as an emergency kitchen. Want to make a good thing that much better? Try customizing your Camp Chef kitchen with a complete line of accessories. So if you want high performance from a great portable kitchen, make Camp Chef your choice for great outdoor meals.
Camp Chef's lineup of outdoor cooking gear can help you prepare great meals outdoors anytime, anywhere. Slow smoke ribs in the smoke vault on a lazy afternoon. Get camp meals done fast and tasty with an Explorer stove. And be the envy of every other tailgater at the game using the big gas grill. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors. Now in your neck of the woods at Cabela's, Dick's, Gander Mountain, Lowe's, Mills Fleet Farm, Sportsman's Warehouse, and other fine outdoor retailers.
Dan Small here for Wilderness Scout Hydrojet-powered canoes. I can't afford to be up a creek without a paddle, so I run a Hydrojet canoe by Wilderness Scout. Powered by a clean-burning four-stroke engine, it cruises at 6 to 8 miles an hour for 5 hours on a gallon of gas. You saw the Wilderness Scout at all the winter sports shows. Now try one on the water. With the jet-powered Wilderness Scout, paddling is optional. Order online at northernwatersltd.com or call Brad at 920-467-3663.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. Members get access to Lake Link's online map library that lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and much more. Sign up now till September 30th to win Packer Cowboy tickets with the Chevy Prize Hall giveaway. Outdoors radio listeners can save $5 on a new or renewal membership. Simply enter promo code DAN when you set up your membership account. You can listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link, listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up. Just type in keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today.
If you like outdoor adventure, you'll love Sportsman's Fair. Hundreds of hunting, fishing, camping, and boating displays, plus the Dock Dogs, Great Lakes Timber Show, workshops, seminars, 4x4 and ATV test track, raffles, speed retrieve events, kids' activities, food, and refreshments at the Racine County Fairgrounds in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Admission is $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 to 15. Kids 5 and under get in free, and there's plenty of free parking. Don't miss Sportsman's Fair, September 11th through 13th at the Racine County Fairgrounds, on the web at Sportsman's Fair.
Don't let mosquitoes and biting flies ruin your outdoor fun. Bug Spray Clean Scent protects you from mosquitoes, gnats, and ticks, and you'll love its pleasant odor. Bug Spray Biting Fly is the sportsman's choice for complete protection from mosquitoes, ticks, gnats, and biting flies. All Bug Spray products are available online at 4bugspray.com. That's the number 4, B-U-G-G-Spray.com. Log on and enter the code 4RADIO. That's the number 4RADIO. For an exclusive Outdoors Radio price.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. The events calendar is brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend. On the web at cedarlakesales.com. And it's time to find out what's coming up on Outdoor Wisconsin this next week.
Well, Jeff, next week I'm hunting turkeys with Troy Petrowski of Drop Dead Decoys. Judy Nugent is fishing with Patricia Strutz, the blonde and her boat. And Claudia Luz is talking with kite photographer Craig Wilson. It's a neat segment. He actually puts a camera up in a kite. You know, he runs it up the string and takes pictures from up in the air. It's really neat.
Cool. It's a neat way of doing aerial photography.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right, lots of events to get to. The Schultz Gun Club and Archery Range in Muskego will hold a bow hunter shoot the first four Wednesdays in September. There's three to go, of course, from 5 to 7 p.m., open to the public. For more information, go to SchultzGunClub.com. And the Milwaukee chapter of the Great Lakes Sport Fishing Club, they're meeting next Tuesday, September 8th at 7 p.m. at Ray and Dot's Tap, 6351 West Grange Avenue in Greendale. Mark West will give a presentation on Lake Michigan trout and salmon fishing. Event is free and open to the public. It's a great way for people to find out what it's like to be on Lake Michigan and some ideas on how to fish it. For more information, go to glsfclub.org or call 262-679-9752.
And don't forget, Sportsman's Fair. We talked to Reagan. It's coming up next weekend, September 11th through 13th at the Racine County Fairgrounds. Log on to sportsmanfair.com to get more information. I'll be there on Saturday and Sunday. And if you want to go north instead, the Viking Bow and Gun Club in Valders will hold its 2009 Earl Boobles Fall Classic 3D shoot Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th. And new this year, they've got two field courses, one a standard 30-target course and one for seniors, handicapped archers, and crossbow shooters. So there's a nice path to take you around there. Saturday, it's 8 to 4. Sunday, 8 to 3. For information, you can call 920-323-2216.
And there's a club jamboree happening at the West Dallas Training Kennel Club, September 12th. At its grounds on Highway ES and National Avenue, 1 mile south of Highway 164. The event runs from 9 a.m. until dark. For more information on that, call 414-416-3262. And, of course, the Grafton Boy Scout Sporting Clays Shoot at Ozaki Fishing Game happens September 19th. For more information, log on to troop842grafton.com.
And the Rough Grouse Society has a number of events coming up. Two banquets in Wisconsin coming up soon, September 10th in Green Bay, and September 24th, the Dave Eline chapter, which is the Milwaukee chapter, fall banquet at the Red Circle Inn and in Neshota with a great wild game meal. And the National Grouse and Woodcock Hunt is October 6th through 9th in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. For details on these and other events, log on to roughgrousesociety.org.
Just a couple of hunting events we want to let you know about. Archery deer season opens September 12th. So does fall turkey, rough grouse zone A, rabbit in the northern zone, and squirrel season opens. Plus, September 19th through the 20th is the youth duck hunt. We gave you a ton of information over the last couple of minutes here and over the last, actually, hour or so. If you missed any of the dates, websites, phone numbers, you can find them online 24-7. Just listen to our show at lake-link.com/radio. Or you can check out Dan's website. It's dansmalloutdoors.com. We're also on Twitter at DSOutdoors. You can find us on Facebook, Dan Small Outdoors, or Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Mess that up every week. Links to everything are on Dan's website, dansmalloutdoors.com.
Just start there or at Lake Link, and you'll be able to find us. You've been listening to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. And our show is brought to you by Lake Link, your online fishing resource on the web at lake-link.com. And by Sportsman's Fair, coming up next weekend at sportsmansfair.com. Also brought to you by Forge Bow, makers of great bows at affordable prices. Information on the web at forgebow.com. Hey, have a great Labor Day weekend, the rest of it, and join us again next week.
The moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries blubber in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be